This is all about the weaker sex and the phallic fallacy. Since the beginning of time, the cock and balls have been touted as a symbol of strength. By simply possessing the twig and berries, a man is counted as a member of the stronger sex. Monuments have been erected in resemblance of the almighty cock. But it's all based on bull. Many a woman, especially mistresses like myself, know the cock and balls are really a source of weakness. Pick your poison, pleasure or pain. It's mind-boggling how the great myth of the strong, superior male came to be when all that makes the male is a huge, or sometimes not so huge, weakness. God is obviously a woman, so she designed the stronger sex in her likeness and made men so measurably inferior. For example, the male erection seems designed to render a man helpless. Blood rushes from the brain so he can't think, and the feet so he can't run, all just to make him capable of performing sexually. And even in not-so-intimate moments, the male organs are a point of vulnerability. Every girl knows from her grade school playground days that one kick to the crotch is enough to render the male of the species incapacitated. Now, when mistress combines the two, pleasure and pain, that is, by means of cock and ball torture, she delivers a devastating 1-2 punch. Embrace my strength and your weaknesses. If you're reading this, you are probably a faithful servant, well aware of your inferiority. No delusions of grandeur still exist within you. So don't bristle at the absolute facts espoused here. Embrace them. Let mistress show you just what to do with that poor, pathetic cock and balls. This has been Empress Rain of www.phonesexbootcamp. For a good time, call 1-800-601-6975.